Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. And a priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came while the flesh was in seething, and with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand, and he struck it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot, all that the flesh hook brought up, the priest took for himself. So they did eat in Shiloh unto all the Israelites that came thither. Also before they bent the fat, the priest servant came and said to the man that sacrificed, give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh of thee, but raw. And if any man said unto him, let them not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take as much as thy soul desireth, then he would answer him, nay, but thou shalt give it me now, and if not, I will take it by force. Wherefore the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. From verse 22. Now Eli was very old, and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel, and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he said unto them, why do ye such things? For I hear of your evil dealings by all these people. Nay, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear. Ye make the Lord's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them. And the child Samuel grew on, and was in favor both with the Lord and also with the men. And there came a man of God unto Eli, and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon mine altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I give unto the house of thy father all the offerings made by the fire of the children of Israel? Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people? Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me, for them that honor me I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days come that I will cut off thine arm and the arm of thy father's house, that there shall not be an old man in thine house. And thou shalt see an enemy in my habitation, and in all the wealth which God shall give Israel. And there shall not be an old man in thine house forever. And the man of thine, whom I shall not cut off from mine altar, shall be to consume thine eyes and grieve thine heart, and all the increase of thine house shall die in the flower of their age. And this shall be a sign unto thee, that shall come upon thy two sons, on Hophni and Phinehas. In one day they shall die, both of them, and I'll raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in mine heart and in my mind, and I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before mine anointed forever. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left in thine house shall come and crouch to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's offices, that I may eat a piece of bread. The Lord had his blessing upon the reading, the hearing, and the keeping of his holy word to grant us all the understanding. We have just a brief exhortation. I don't know how brief an hour will be, but it's a brief exhortation. He said, there can some kakribi if we near yakin kind of emuwa. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 12 is my text. Now we read the text again. Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not the Lord. There are three things in this text that I want to quickly bring to your attention. First and foremost is a possibility. And secondly is a tragedy. And thirdly, an inquiry. And I will simply say, let me begin with my very first point. Here is a possibility. The possibility to have a godly parent and a bad child. In scripture, we find numerous examples. Bible no mono. Yehu examples be brie. Abuhunsa wufono ebi anomuni mirade. Nanso omumano so die. Omanfa awufono jidie enekwai. And the examples are many. We nearly like the Epeleka. Do you know that Moses' wife is not even mentioned? Moses, you know, worry or no? Some of Moses echo Egypt. You know, we janet the dada. We janet the dada. Exodus 18, and Sana, the father-in-law, brought the wife. So all the miracles in Egypt, the wife of Moses never saw. Samuel himself, in this passage, in this book, on one so, Nenitia, Nenyan Kupo Kanfa, Eli Manaho, on one so, Nemanso, and Yanfa Sakwano. And Nunitina Israel for Nubube, Benombe Kan say, make us a king, make us a king, because the priesthood has failed the people. We could speak of a godly king, Hezekiah. In the days of Judah, Hezekiah was a very, very good man. God approved of him. But his son, Manasseh, became, in the history of the nation of Judah, he was the most wickedest king. For 55 years, he shed blood in Jerusalem. God was gracious to him. Eventually, he got saved. At the end of his life. But the point I'm making is this. You can have godly parents and ungodly children. All right? Ericus, understandest thou what I'm saying? Here is the point that we want to make. There is always that possibility. The bira knows that possibility will. And I could go on and on and on and on. I could speak of even men in church history whose children never took the faith of their parents. So we live with that possibility that my child, my daughter, will never come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. It's a possibility. It's historically proven, empirically substantial, and truly, it's a reality. That leads me to my second brief point, because I want this to be very brief. The tragedy. Tragedy. Don't you see, my dear friends, that you have children exposed to all the love and care in the home. And in the case of Eli, his children were exposed to the scriptures right from the beginning. They knew something about Jehovah God. They knew the laws, the commandments given by virtue of their father being a priest and a high priest. They were raised in what we may call a Christian home. They understood everything. The history of the nation of Israel has been rehearsed in their ears over and over and over again. The tragedy is these children never hearkened or never listened to any of those things. And it is very sad. Nye ye kano enyanom eno ne se nya eya arepo profukasem ye se tragedy eno se se ye betetew wo nya me somfi na nanso wan kasa no gidie no anya gidie awede ubesomo. It's a tragedy, and I say it is a tragedy because you know what happened. When they died, according to prophecy, what happened was that Israel went to war. And you know what they did? They were beaten in the war in the first instance. And then they said, bring the ark. And the ark must only be carried by the priests. And these two young men, Phinehas and Hophni, carry the ark, which was not for the purposes of going to war, but they carried the ark. But they died before the Ark of Covenant. That's a tragedy. Nyankupon na pam dakano, another Ark of the Covenant. What was in the Ark of Covenant? Three things were in the Ark of Covenant. The law was put in the Ark of Covenant. They kept some in a bowl and kept it in the Ark of Covenant. Strangely, it was preserved by God. When they were eating the manna, you know, they cannot eat the following day because it goes bad. But this one was preserved and kept in the ark. Thirdly, it was Aaron's rod. Aaron was challenged about his priesthood. So Nyankopa fre Aaron, and so those who challenged him, yes, Nipuma Emra. And Aaron's rod had flowers on it, budded. And so they kept that one also what? In the ark. Now those three things are representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. The law, Aaron's rod, and the bread. It was meant to be a teaching thing. The Ark of Covenant was not something mystical, but it was to be carried only by priests. But it was to be carried by Asofwa Mote, those who are holy. And Hophni and Phinehas were not holy. And they died before the Lord. Before, that's a tragedy. Tragedy. That leads me to my third point. The inquiry. What do I mean by inquiry? This begs a lot of questions. We have to inquire. We have to ask ourselves, how did this happen? A ban sin. And now, a sophoma. I'm a fat GDNO. A ban sin. And a umu ya ya ya. A ban sin. The inquiry. The question. So I believe you see my three points. First, what we talk about the I'm getting old, you see. The possibility, and secondly, the tragedy, and thirdly, the inquiry about the same. And Mirinti, and Kahapa, and American Sembibri. But Mirinti, Mitranitiawa Tiawa. You know, the first thing was the father himself, Ejana Nkasa. When we read the passage now, he spoke to them on no kasai, but he did not take action. Oh, jahin yao yen sa, but he did not take action. Because the Bible says in Ga bulu femo petegbeke tree, like a chosen mokpa, bulu femo, foolishness is bound to the heart of a child. It is a rod of reproof or correction. So not just saying this is bad, but the corrective measures must be taken, which the father did not. Because if you turn earlier, if you read on forward in verse 19, chapter 3, the prophet came again, the angel of the Lord came again, and then verse 13, chapter 3, verse 13. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. So part of it is proper, or a lack of proper parental responsibility. So how come the sons of Eli did not follow the Lord? In fact, chapter 2, verse 12, now, now the sons of Eli were sons of Beliah. That word is a milder word used for demons. We are bonsamba. Can you imagine that? It's an amazing thing. And so it came. So lack of proper... Then, of course, another reason why he, in a way or in a measure to be blamed, was the fact that he did not, in many ways, even ask the children to be put out of a priesthood. Umi said, as of Udie in those days, you know, Yedima Levi Ebusiano. Now, Levi Ebusiano, families. Oh, family way, and the back, you know, then another family will come, then another family will come. So when that happens, if you are the high priest, you should resign, let me put it like modern term, resign your position and ask another high priest what? Or another priest from another house and the children to take over. That he was not willing to let go. And you know how that is played out in the 21st century? You many bini a man yeah. Yen pesa man for be muse in Gwasia main tino. Oh, yen ye moshe. We cover them and do not allow the law to take its place. Mikacho said, as a pastor, I get so angry, and open me back, me bufu ye kakra. Who cross on me? My mouth pine. I feel so suffer. So for pa, because when we can natural home, and into other so for pa, who do you say niyao yenye? Hmm? And we may mommy more quiet in general. Who say me so? Next time between we again. Next time me more quiet na boni na wo yenye then. Who do you say? It's also in our churches. And then we mo, who nim so for no cow be nim say she wo boni wo yenye. Me person meti. And so the idea is say, Mammy Quine, Name Aminye, Niamede, Maye. It happens all the time. And these are some of the things that then, even though Eli can be held responsible, the children or the young men themselves are personally responsible. Eya, ye pese ye kote ebinwechi ni ye bone.
politically, uko ye boni biya, nwa ko te NTC chi, ana MPP chi, ni ye jao. Na sem na ye kam, ye jao. That's how we behave. So nyanku pomba no so uya de boni ni, o enye mi papa no ye ye. E mi mami ne ye ye. No, so for nani preaching is too hard. So for no penny pasem. You see, you are hiding behind your own personal responsibility to believe. And nothing I was Ezekiel woman no mono. Komsheni Ezekiel, nyankuponam no so can say, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Personally responsible for that. So, my dear friends, I could go on and on, but let me just, like I said, make it short. How do we go about this? This is my word of advice to you, Derek and Sarah, and to every parent here and would-be parents. Number one, make a personal decision. What did I say? Tell yourself, use the words of Joshua. Even if you will not do all these things, as for me and my house, we shall serve what? Jehovah. You say, make that personal decision. And it is you and your house. Because while we speak about these things, one of the things we can always say also is that we've had examples of godly people. Abraham say, Nyankupon ebo nabaso, emra abofo no kwa ko say, Sodom and Gomorrah no. Omo ba Abraham ho. And in Genesis 18, Nyankupon kan say, niame kwa kwa no, should I hide it from Abraham, seeing that he will command his house? Abraham dear, ni fiefo ni nara, he made sure every one of them was what? Was saved. So you see, my brother and my sister, make that personal decision. And it should not be just a personal decision, but secondly, it should be a pursuit of role modeling. What did I say? Pursue to be what? A role model. Pursue that. It's not just saying, as for me and my house, we shall serve Jehovah. It is saying also, I will be an example. Me pese me ba. Beko nyo me bimu. Entino me yeshwe su pa amano. I want him to look upon me as what? An example. And what do I mean by pursue that personal role modeling? That's very simple. It means therefore you yourself must take God serious. Uno nyame sum ubeni serious. It is because God is serious. And you take God serious. So you take God serious. You take his worship serious. We say, Eli, you know, Nimano, this has to do with sacrifices for the Lord. It is worship for the people. And the children or his children abuse that. So make sure you pursue role modeling. You must make sure that practically you read your Bible. One of the things our children can learn from us is to see us reading our Bible. Somebody sent me a picture on WhatsApp and I copied it. And it was a picture that has to do with a father kneeling down by the bed, praying, and the children also gathered together doing what? Praying, saying. Reading the scriptures, praying, let them see you praying, reading. Let them see you that for you and church, no play. Oh dear, sorry, the unfair bro. Let them see that in you. If you are the daddy and it is the Lord's Day, Sunday, Namukwa, sorry now. Late. You will teach your child how to be late, especially for the Lord, to the Lord's house. Because if you are sorry, and you hurry, you see the point. You teach the child to do same. That's how you, so you have to set yourself up. Set yourself to be what? A role model of godly behavior. Honesty. Nukwaridie. Set yourself up. Say, oh no, bate. No, be ba. No, catch us or ba. Catch us and me niwa. Oh, chen, send you a drum drum. I'm sure we've heard all these stories before, isn't it? You are teaching your child. You may not tell her, the child, this is how you lie, but since you can say, when he comes, tell him, I'm not here. When you know you are, the child knows you are there. And tells her, you are teaching your child how to lie. And it could go, I could give many practical examples. So honesty, no clarity. Also learn to confess your faults. Se bibi ba no ya fun so a frɛ wo yire no mane ka chom se ma nye ni ye. They learn to also say sorry. What did I say? No, many people don't want to say sorry. Obi kwɛ ɔpa ne ne kun ɔmo kun no mo kun to kwa no mo yɔ mo kwa. None of them want occasionally na so ba ko wo de ma nye ni ye. You don't accept that you are wrong. No, you have to learn to accept your weaknesses and your faults and let them know also. It makes them see that, oh, my father could apologize. Therefore, I can also what? Apologize. You're teaching them by your personal example. And I could go on and on and on. The last word, prioritize. Remember I said personal, pursuing what? Role modeling. You prioritize. Any and everything about God put a high value or priority on it. Bibia efa Kristo ananyankopohu nyinara no ma enye number one. Ma enye bibia edawa kumaso. Prioritize. Prioritize the work of the Lord. Prioritize Christian service. We all live in a busy world. Some of us, me free ha me kwa kutia. Me free ha kutia me kwe ye. And then you know, they are, as we speak, all must be done today. The pressure on all of us is not easy. But prioritize. Make God what? Number one. You prioritize everything and anything about God. Very important. When you lose your priorities, you lose your values. When you lose your values, you lose your spirituality and integrity. And in Ghana, we don't talk about values anymore. What do we mean by values? Nyoma. Ye nim se aye nyoma pa I say de ye ye se no query de se trini ye values, those are the things with no cheating, no lying, those are the values. They say Ghana no, those values ya to a good. We don't hold. They say a company say oh try and try. And now evil has become good and good has become evil. That's how we live now. Values. Priority is very important. New memory here. Migidi say, Derek and Sarah, say, Yami Adum, Yami Adum, Nanu Maya, Mabuni, Diana Mabubosi, Namusumwa, Bessimu Ye. It shall be well. You see, the tragedy in this whole passage about Eli and the man said, "Nia, come she ni ni beka e no, ebe mu pepe pepe." Na unim, yasi eda. Philistine phone be j a pamdaka no ko e no. Sada no na, hofu ni ni fini ha se den ewu e no. Sada nara na Eli na nkasa. Yenya bona mania na yesi den ofito ho eno e den
and weak. It's a tragedy for a priest to die such a death. Not a peaceful death. Maybe our castle be our dad, our dad, just say, we will come. But for him to die such a death, it was a tragedy. It was heartbreaking. Me sure said he may have looked back and said, I should have trained my children very well. There's a verse in Proverbs. I say, a bad son causes his father grief. What did I say? Grief and sorrow. It's there in the Bible. Some parents, sadly, have children that are giving them griefs and sorrows as we speak. I pray that it shall not be so.